You've heard of the gold at Fort Knox, and while we can't go inside the vault, we do know much about the beginning of that heavily fortified treasury and its contents. We visit with a man who lives just next door, so to speak, on this edition of The American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
When you think of gold, you might think of Fort Knox.
The construction of the gold vault started in 1936. As a matter of fact, they expected it to take about 6 months to build. They expected it to be done by August of 36.
Paul Urban says delays pushed back the openings of that vault until December of that year.
The first gold shipment started in January 1937, and they proceeded twice a week. In other words, the railroad trains would arrive twice a week and unload gold from Philadelphia and New York at the gold vault.
The government was moving gold acquired as a result of the Gold Act, put into effect during the 1930s that prohibited citizens from owning gold.
They finished those shipments in June of 1937, and at that point, the Treasury Department claimed there was $5 billion worth of gold in the gold vault.
Paul says that $5 billion would be worth about $82 billion today. Some gold was stored in San Francisco at the time as well, with ideas it would be shipped inland too.
The gold in San Francisco, as I understand it, was pure gold. It wasn't coin gold the way it is that's at Fort Knox. Believe it or not, as far as the construction of the gold vault at Fort Knox goes, there was also supposed to be an identical one built at Denver, Colorado.
The story of the gold at Fort Knox continues to fascinate many today, with references in popular culture and even a James Bond movie a few decades back that showed the robbery of the place. We'll have more with Paul next time as we travel the countryside near Fort Knox, Kentucky. I'm Andrew McCrae.